Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
Most of us are familiar with the story of Daniel, the lion's den, the fiery furnace, the handwriting on the wall. But pastor and author Brian Chappell says we're missing key aspects of this Old Testament book if we don't read it with a Christ-centered approach. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. So what can we learn about the life of this minor prophet? Dr. Chappell says we tend to make Daniel the object of our worship or the subject of our debate. But in the end, Daniel prepares us to understand who Christ is and the grace of God that culminates in him. He left us with the tremendous encouragement that no matter the headlines, we know who's in charge of history and our future.
What you have to say is, why did Daniel write all those details? I mean, there are details to the extent of, we know, centuries after David was alive, what would be the cause of death of a future king? You know, I mean, the details get so meticulous. And that's so the people who were alive in that era would say, God knows what's happening. He is Lord of the details as well as the big picture. And the reason I need to know that is that I need to pay attention to the details in my life. Daniel is so carefully proving to us that God knows and cares about the details and is using them for the big picture. What I get concerned about, and I'm going to run out of time here, is that we use the book of Daniel and we get just caught up only in the eschatology debates. You know, what does that very last verse, verse 27 of chapter 9, mean? You know, what were those 3.5 weeks all about? And I will say to people, don't you understand? Those are some of the most difficult lines in all of Hebrew literature. Even the greatest scholars struggle to say exactly what's being said there, and we're willing to fight about that word instead of saying, look at the big scope. God is saying, I'm faithful. I will manage these details in such a way that when Christ comes, you know he is the Lord of all creation, and you can be faithful to this time because I'm telling you what's going to happen. And Daniel has said what's going to happen century upon century upon century. We can look back, even the secular historians, at the book of Daniel and say, what Daniel said was going to happen precisely happened. So what's yet future to happen, when it occurs, we will be confident that God is being faithful to his word. And that's what gives us the willingness to be faithful to the details now, because Daniel has showed us how careful God is about the details as well as the big picture.